Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game, and head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Dan Campbell, we love him. We're very protective of him. We think he's a damn good coach.
Very protective of all of our athletes, and now coaches fill that bill as well.
Pro Football Focus put out their list, ranking all the coaches in the NFL. And look, last year we thought, hey, Dan Campbell should be the coach of the year. Look at the job he's done turning around the Detroit Lions. We know what this franchise has been, and we know where they are right now, and he gets a lot of the credit. So where does he stack up among his peers? Well, it's not one or two or three or four or five or six or seven or eight. Dan Campbell checks in ninth on Pro Football Focus's list. John, did they get it right?
I think they did, and here's why. Every coach ahead of him has either appeared in a Super Bowl or won a Super Bowl. And the number one coach, which I think is not even up for debate, is Andy Reid.
Yep.
He's been unbelievable at a couple of stops, and it took him a long time to win his first Super Bowl. But obviously, I mean, I played against his teams when he was in Philly, and now all of a sudden in Kansas City, he's got Patrick Mahomes. And whether or not he's past Patrick Mahomes, he's an unbelievable coach, a great offensive mind. Sean Payton comes in at number two, which surprised me a little bit. Having been back in the league for only 1 year, I know he's got a Super Bowl under his belt, and what he did with Bo Nix was remarkable. I would like to see more, and I do think that he still belongs ahead of Dan. But there's, you know, Kyle Shanahan is ahead of him, Nick Sirianni.
We'll go in order just so people get kind of the sense. So number one's Reed, two is Payton, three is Sean McVay.
Mm-hmm. Super Bowl.
Super Bowl. And quickly flip them back around with a reboot. Like last year back in the playoffs, John Harbaugh's number four, Super Bowl winner. Mike Tomlin's number five. We're getting further and further away from that Super Bowl, but Super Bowl winner.
And never had a losing season.
Never. Jim Harbaugh is sixth. Doesn't have the Super Bowl win, but has a Super Bowl appearance. Kyle Shanahan is seventh with a bunch of Super Bowl appearances. Nick Sirianni, probably too low at eight, having won a Super Bowl, and then Dan Campbell at nine.
Yeah, I probably would have put Nick Sirianni ahead of Kyle Shanahan. You're splitting hairs at seven or eight there. Obviously, we don't really care where those guys are ranked. We're just concerned with Dan Campbell. But as soon as Dan Campbell gets a team to the Super Bowl, he wins a Super Bowl. Now all of a sudden, it opens the conversation of where is he in the top five. But I believe you've got to get there.
I think he'd be as high as two.
Could be.
To do it for this organization?
Right. Well yes.
I mean, Reed's got multiple, so he'd stay one, but I think Campbell would be two.
Most likely.
I mean, because he'd be matching Payton and McVay and Harbaugh. I mean, these guys all have one. It's not like there's guys.
Right. So and then you go, okay, well, how far away are they? Obviously, Sean McVay's is recent. Sean Payton's is long ago. John Harbaugh's, Mike Tomlin's all long ago. Jim Harbaugh, no Super Bowl winner, but what he did in San Francisco. And I think he's on this list because of what he did in his first stint in the NFL with San Francisco. So, yeah, I think if he wins a Super Bowl, he rockets up this list, and we could argue 2, 3, 4, whatever it is. But I'm curious to our listeners, do they believe Dan Campbell is appropriately ranked? And I think the follow-up question is, can Dan Campbell ultimately win a Super Bowl here in Detroit? With him, not can the Lions win a Super Bowl. We know the roster. We know it's young. We talk about windows, all this stuff. But can Dan Campbell win a Super Bowl as head coach of the Detroit Lions? And it put into that everything that we know about Dan Campbell. Now, it wasn't him that dropped the pass on fourth down against San Francisco, but he does bear a little bit of responsibility for everything that happens on the field. He wasn't, you know, with Jahmyr Gibbs when he fumbled the ball. He wasn't out there when the ball bounced off a face mask into the arms of Brandon Ayuk. But he does bear responsibility for putting these guys in position, calling their number, and everything that goes into it, as well as, and you brought up a great point, as much as we say this is Dan Campbell's offense, we also then have to say, well, the calls that were made against Washington, offensive calls that were made against Washington,
were Dan Campbell calls.
Right. We can't just say, well, it's Ben Johnson. He's no longer here.
When it's good, it's Campbell. When it's bad, yeah, it's Ben Johnson. Guys, right. I know that's convenient as a fan to do, but you can point to last year losing at home as a 15-win one seed, a 9.5-point favorite, right, losing that game is a blemish on Dan Campbell.
And
so I
nickname,
get why you ask.
His nickname, Dan Gamble.
And I get why you ask. He invites this criticism,
right,
with the gambles. Now, I have said, and I believe you're with me on this, those gambles have paid off more often than not. I don't even, yep, mean statistically. I mean they have elevated the franchise and won them more games,
yes,
than if they had played it safe. Because that's the other side of the coin. It's not just did it work or didn't it work. It's, well, if we never went for two and if we never went forward on fourth down, how many of those possessions,
yeah,
you end up with empty drives.
Fake punts.
Right.
You know, I mean, the fake punt against – everybody forgets about the fake punt against Kansas City to start the season off a couple of years ago. Like, that was huge. That was in the Lions' territory. It was the 30-35-yard,
yeah,
line. If they don't convert that, you give Patrick Mahomes in the first quarter the ball right there. So, I mean, it's all of it goes into, do you believe Dan Campbell can ultimately win a Super Bowl here in Detroit?
248-539-9797. John, my answer, unequivocally, is yes. I think we've seen people follow the leader. I mean, we watched in that Vikings game last year, end of the season, we watched Kevin O'Connell, mm-hmm, try to keep up with Dan Campbell and force it in some of those red zone possessions because he knew what Dan Campbell was going to do. We've seen other coaches say, hey, it's fourth down. We got to keep the ball.
Right.
We got to maximize our offense. We have to go for it. I think he's not the first coach to be aggressive on fourth down. He's taken it to the extreme, and he's dragged other coaches into the modern era with him. I think it's winning football. I think it's aggressive football. And I think that does win.
I think it does as well. And, I mean, look, John Harbaugh, before Dan Campbell, he's probably been the one that's been most, I don't want to say a gambler in
aggressive
regards, but aggressive in regards to going for it on fourth down. And he's got the clout that it works because he's got the Super Bowl. He's been able to win one, and they've had the parade in Baltimore. They've done all of the celebrating, and now it's a matter of will it work in Detroit? And will it work this year? Will it work next year? Like, what is the window? And I say that with the idea that the number one coach on this list is Andy Reid. Unequivocally and unquestioned, the best coach in all of football right now. He's on his second team, and it took him 20 years,
yeah,
before he won a Super Bowl, his first Super Bowl in Kansas City. And he had a couple of trips to the Super Bowl as an Eagles coach, Donovan McNabb, he had Terrell Owens, had all that stuff, but couldn't get it done in Philly.
Well, one great thing that Andy Reid has done, everybody knows about offensive play design, mm-hmm, and what he's done to elevate quarterbacks, then you pair him with Mahomes. How about hiring Steve Spagnuolo?
Yeah.
That's a huge part of being a head coach is dealing with turnover, and they hired a hell of a DC. That's a question for Dan Campbell going into this season, is replacing both of his coordinators. did he appropriately replace them?
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Right, and it feels like, other than the Anthony Lynn hire, and he's made some changes, obviously, with position coaches, but his coordinators since then were good hires. Mm-hmm. And he's developed now two coaches that are going to be NFL head coaches in Ben Johnson and Aaron Glenn. Now we'll see how they do, but we could be looking about, because we talk about all of the coaches that have coached for Bill Belichick, and have they been able to go out and win? Well, not really, you know, apart from where Bill has been. And we'll see what Vrabel can do. But, you know, he coached with him a little bit, but he played for him for a long time. So he's all part of that tree. Will we eventually be talking about the Dan Campbell tree?
You brought up the window idea here. The roster's going to be intact contractually for the next two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, we don't know. Salary cap is real, even with the cap games that teams play. We've talked and discussed about it. You're not keeping everybody forever. Next 2 years, they should. They should keep everybody together the next two seasons and have a real shot at this. And I think Dan Campbell has proven that he elevates rosters. So, yeah, I think he can take them to the Super Bowl and win it.
Yeah, and it will be a matter of being able to shepherd his coaches, Kelvin Shepherd being one of them. A little play on words there. And obviously John Morton. And I don't think you go from a guy that has done a good job of hiring coaches, or at least recognizing and not wasting any time with a bad hire, making a change, that you all of a sudden are going to be a coach that can't evaluate the guys that you want to work for you or work under you.
Dan Campbell ranked 9th among NFL head coaches. We love the guy. Do you take it as disrespect or do you see it? As much as I'd love to come on today and fight for our guy, if all 8 guys ahead of him have played in or coached in or won a Super Bowl, I kind of get where he's placed. Let's get to Greg and Shelby. Greg, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Good morning, you guys. Mr. Positive. Boom shakalaka. I think Dan Campbell has the ability to win, but it's weird. It's a zeitgeist. It's a spirit that, can you really honestly say Detroit Lions Super Bowl champions? I believe that it's so hard and improbable that there's something otherworldly that says, no, it's not going to happen. Yeah, we got Dan Campbell. We've lost a couple pieces in our coaching staff. But it's just weird, you guys. It's something that I can't it's ephemeral. It's ethereal, if you will, that it's just telling you that it's not going to happen. We'll get so close, but yet It just won't happen.
And this is the phone call from Mr. Positive?
Yeah, I mean, that's not a very positive take. You think that the universe just won't allow the Lions, no matter who the head coach is, the universe won't allow the Lions to win the Super Bowl.
John, you're spot on. Yes, and I don't know why, but it's weird. We say it, and we want to believe it, but it just feels like it can't. It's not going to happen. You just nailed it. You just nailed it.
And no, I don't think he's nailing it. I think he's perplexed, Greg. I appreciate the full call. I don't think there's any better idea of what Lions fandom is than a guy who calls himself Mr. Positive saying he can't fathom the Lions. And that's the torturous history of the Lions. But I thought we had put a lot of this in the rearview mirror. And I thought Dan Campbell was at the forefront of burying a lot of the SOL stuff.
I mean, he did that for his first couple of years. And all of the antics and the pants with the dirt and shaking them out, all that stuff. Like, I don't believe that there is some greater force that is keeping the Detroit Lions organization from winning a Super Bowl.
You know what's kept him from winning a Super Bowl is
execution.
Gibbs fumble, Reynolds drop, blown a 17-point lead in the NFC title game. Goff's turnovers.
And I don't believe that there's some eternal force that caused a rash of injuries. Like, there is such a thing just as, hey, bad luck, sorry, try again next year, which they will do.
A ghost-like figure possessed J-Mo and he threw the interception.
Right, yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Anyway. 248-539-9797. Try to do better. It's 97.1.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know. I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.